Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on T Live.
That was Ava Max with one of my favorite songs, Sweet But Psycho. Hey, what's up? TP here. Okay, so the first recipe we're going to make for tofu is golden tofu bites. Perfect for a game night, perfect for a potluck party as well. Take your tofu and use your hand to tear them into bite sizes. Add cornstarch, salt, and then give it a good toss so that every surface of the tofu is covered. Next, heat up your pan and add some oil. Pan fry the tofu until they get golden brown and crispy on the outside. But we're not done yet because it's the final step. So in a bowl, add 1 tablespoon of maple syrup or honey, squeeze half of a lemon, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, cayenne powder, garlic powder, cumin powder, and sprinkle some salt. Mix everything and pour it onto your tofu on the pan. Let it cook until the sauce thickens, and this will be your very delicious golden tofu bite. Oh, have it as snacks or pair it with rice. It's gonna be delicious for sure. On TFM.
Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Well, 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 my show on TFM here. Welcome back. It's TB here. Now, the next one is let's make tofu omelette. For this recipe, you're gonna need tofu and egg. So take a piece of tofu, cut them into square slices. Not too big, not too small, and not too thin and not too thick as well. Even now, okay? Lay them on a heated pan with oil, and then you're gonna add 2 beaten eggs. Just dump them on top, right? Dice sausages, add them in as well, and sprinkle in some spring onions. Next, cover your pan and cook under low to medium heat. Next, let's prepare the sauce. So in a bowl, add 1 tablespoon of dark soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of oyster sauce, 1 teaspoon of chicken essence. If you don't want to add chicken essence, leave it out. 1 teaspoon of salt and 1 teaspoon of sesame oil to give it that fragrance. Mix it all and then add in 1 cup of water, or maybe 1/2 cup. If you'd want it to be less watery, then just add in 1/2 cup of water. Pour it over the tofu in a pan and let it simmer for 2 to 3 more minutes, and tofu omelette is done. This one is very, very simple, very, 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 very nutritious and delicious as well. Pretty sure your kids will love this as well, right? TFM.
This is life. Only on Tea Life.
Bonjour, Night Show TFM here. Enchanté, it's TP here. Another great recipe that you can do with tofu is to make tofu balls. This one, oh, everyone in your family will love this. Now get your tofu and by using your hand, squash it until it's totally separated and very, very, let's use the word disintegrated, right? So next, you're going to add 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of baking soda. This is very important, okay? Use baking soda, 1 teaspoon of paprika to give it that spice, and some black pepper as well. Mix everything together and let it sit for 30 minutes. After that, roll the tofu into a bowl shape. You can make the sizes as big or as small as you want depending on how you want to eat them, and then deep fry until they're golden brown. You can also take them out and let it rest for another 5 minutes and then deep fry again for the second time to make it even more crispier. And this is how you make delicious tofu balls. So if you like want something that's a little bit sinful but don't want it to be meat or too sinful, this deep fried tofu balls is a must have. Alright, go try it. I assure you, you will not regret it, and you're gonna love it. Pair it with some of your favorite sauces. Oh, delicious. TFM.